The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
10 minutes, we're going to give you a word that you guys can text over and try to get yourself some more money. That Dinero double down's going on. That's going to be pretty solid. Give you another $1,000. And double it up on Friday when we give you a chance to go sign up and just get drawn for another 1,000. How about that? The word is going to come up in about 10 minutes. $1,000 if you text 97936 and we grab your number. We'll call you later. Let you know. I'll call you later. So that's in about 10 minutes. So get ready for that. Easy peasy. Dinero double down. $20,000 in 20 days to celebrate 20 years of this nonsense being on the air. Solid stuff. And thanks to you guys. We're still here. So, might as well pay you for all that, because we love you. And we pay you to love us. It's time now. Oh, is this not up to date? It is not.
The Book of 100% is not up to date.
Slacking.
I'm going to take that out. The Braid Report is brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. Ease into the work week with a happy hour at Hooters. Half off select appetizers. Bud Light drafts on special. Monday looks pretty good. Terrible Monday night football game, so you might as well go down there and get some decent food and delicious drinks. At Hooters from 3 to 6, and then watch the Packers and Lions. Blech.
Blech.
That one's a lame-ass game.
And they both lose?
It would be great if they could both just not show up and then get kicked out of the league. But old man Bun's going to go out there and destroy the...
He's got to redeem himself from last week.
It would be great if the Lions...
Yeah, but against the Lions, I mean, that's not much.
You saw what happened to the team that wiped them out last week. Yeah. Carolina destroyed the Saints yesterday, so...
Yeah.
Not to say that it goes week to week that way, but maybe the Packers are in bigger trouble than you think because they got manhandled.
That's the curiosity only hope part of it.
Yeah, they got crushed. Well, we'll see. And I would love to see a Jared Goff-led Lions team just eat up the Packers right there on the field. It'll be fun. I'm a Lions fan tonight.
Me too.
They're a non-threat. And if they can just knock the Packers around for a little bit, that'd be fun. Because Aaron Rodgers is just about worn out everybody's last nerve who's not a Packer fan. I know Packer fans are even tired of him. So, interesting. But the game tonight shouldn't be worth watching. I'll tune in. I might make a couple of bets on that one just to keep it interesting. The only way I'm watching that is with FanDuel. Outside of that, I'm not interested at all. If there's no money to be made on this game, there's no reason for me to watch it. So, except for that Peyton and Eli thing, which I really enjoyed last week.
That's what I want to
watch. Yeah, that'll be fun to watch.
And that's on ESPN2, right?
ESPN2.
Okay.
And again, I warn you. You're not, you guys, I'm not either, but you guys aren't Twitch or YouTube fans of the way that, and it feels really cheap and poorly done. The sound's bad. The game's weird.
At least to sample it.
It's PewDiePie.
Yeah.
It's PewDiePie, but they're very interesting. I just, for as a traditionalist, I'd like ESPN or ABC to just pay Peyton and Eli to be in the booth and call the game. This way, it's weird. It's just two dudes watching TV and talking. My friend Kevin and I used to do that. We should set up cameras and just film us watching the game. This was 12 years ago. And I'm like, who the hell would watch that? That's stupid. And he goes, it's a podcast. And we could do that. I'm like, I don't know. What is a podcast? And the next thing you know, that's what everybody does. And we could have been billionaires. Or I would have been right. Nobody would have watched it. Who knows? But we do say some hilariously awful things. Here you go, everybody. It's your Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Big day today. Happy National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And National Fried Rice Day.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I saw a Chappelle show Friday. They were rerunning Chappelle shows, and they did the black, it was the race draft. Remember? And each race got to draft a new guy, and the whites, they made a trade, and Tiger Woods was drafted by the blacks. And he went up and gave a speech, and he goes, and it was a joke that it just wouldn't work today. It can't fly today. But he goes, I'm so excited. I finally have my identity. I can be just a black guy. Goodbye, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken. And I was doing a dead bug on the floor. I was laughing so hard. I forgot how funny that was.
I got to find that episode.
Oh, my God. They have a draft.
Neil Brennan.
He's not in that. No. Bill Burr's in that one.
Who's writing it, though?
I don't know who wrote it. But Bill Burr is in there, and it was ridiculously funny. Yeah, the race draft, and it is great. But I forgot how many lines are in that you're like, this could never occur.
A couple of baseless fun facts. The first meal eaten on the moon was bacon bits, peaches, sugar cookie cubes, and pineapple and grapefruit drink.
It's a big meal.
And then finish it off with a little coffee.
Bacon bits?
Yeah. Again, Brady's news feed is different than ours.
The Netherlands gives Canada 20,000 tulips every year as a thank you for protecting the Dutch royal family during World War II.
Hmm.
And if you play dead in order to kill or capture an enemy in a war scenario, you are committing a war crime according to the Geneva Convention.
I'm still doing it. There's all sorts of war crimes that don't get reported. I'd fake dead just to grab a guy. That's genius. All's fair in love and war. What happened to that? Start putting rules on it? That's why the Taliban wins.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, this is why when we became a country, it was funny when the English people came over and said, all right, here's the rules of engagement. And we're sitting in trees shooting for it. Stop it, hillbillies. Yeah. We have rules.
Get in line.
Quit it. You mountaineers are driving us mad.
Line one, march forward.
Right. Everyone must wear bright clothes so we don't shoot the wrong person. Of course, these are the rules of engagement. Stop it. Shooting from trees is asinine.
You're a brave soldier. Now march into those bullets.
Walk right towards them. They're the ones we're fighting.
In a recent survey out of Britain, 67% of people admitted that they fake laughed at jokes they don't understand just to fit in. And 56% of them have even retold a joke they didn't understand, which seems unnecessary. The study identified specific jokes that tended to confuse people, which these two tripped up almost half of the people in the study. One is, how do you drown a hipster? In the mainstream.
Oh, that's just clever words.
Second one is, time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana.
Ah, these are not jokes.
Splendid!
If you laugh at those, fake or otherwise, you're a person I don't want to know. there was a kid in sixth grade that used to always try, he'd be like, I hate that kid. And I'm like, why? And he goes, watch this. Like, he just tries too hard. His name was Gerard. And he'd wander over to this, like, kids he didn't like. And he'd go, hey, I want to hear a joke. He's like, yeah. He's like, two guys are sitting in a bathtub. And one says, hey, man, pass the soap. And he goes, what am I, a radio? And if the kid laughed at all, he'd, like, fight him. Because he told a joke that didn't make sense on purpose to see if the kid was just
playing along.
It was a mush, or if he was, like, a real person that would go, that's not funny. And he would get mad about it. I'm like, what are you doing? And then I started to do it, too. Like, does this person think I'm funny? Or are they stupid? They'll laugh at anything. Try it with a girl on a date. If she laughs, I get it. She's an idiot. Better and run. But yeah, tell a joke that has no real punchline. And if the person you're with is laughing, steal from them. They're idiots. They're stupid.
Last September, one of the creators of Jelly Belly, David Klein.
Just one?
Nope. I don't know. You'll remember this, but he announced that he was giving away a candy factory, Willy Wonka style.
Oh, yeah.
And he had 50 golden tickets out there. And these clues that people had to go all around the United States to find the golden ticket.
To operate a candy manufacturing plant.
Yes.
Well, that's
you wouldn't get the Jelly Belly one, but he owned another one.
Oh, a less successful one.
In Florida. It's a 4,000-square-foot facility. It makes Sandy candy and other treats.
So it's going to go out of business. You're not making any money off of that.
Well, this guy, Andrew Moss from Colorado, he found the winning golden ticket buried under a bridge in Kokomo, Indiana.
Oh.
And now's the proud owner of the Sandy Candy plant.
The only place that you can guarantee a winner by burying stuff is Indiana because they're all digging for copper.
Andrew,
that's a copper state?
It's where they steal copper to buy their meth. Gotcha. See, Toledo doesn't get jokes either.
Andrew says, I'm glad I won the contest, but I'm not moving my family to Florida to run the business.
Right. He's staying in Indiana.
He just did it for the thrill of the hunt. So Klein is giving him the factory, but he's turning it down, so he's going to buy it back from him.
For how much?
Doesn't say.
$100,000. It's a 4,000 square foot candy factory. It's a small house.
35,000
people. House. For you guys, it's huge.
Yeah, so he got everyone that got a golden ticket, one of the 50, he got $5,000 with each golden ticket. So whatever the value of the Sandy candy plant is, and $5,000. Is
somebody gives me a job. I don't want that job. I don't want to run a candy factory. Do I have to own it and run it and stuff?
I think you can keep the same employees there.
Yeah, but I still have to be responsible for it. I don't want that.
Yep. And that's what that guy was
saying. I want just to be ceremonial owner.
Well, look, and then, you know, it's a contest, and you can say, all right, I did it for the thrill of it. They could have made the rules like, nope, you got to take the
Sandy Candy's running in the red. There's no way that place is. Jelly Belly's fronting. It's the WNBA of candies. Well, Jelly Belly's paying for Sandy Candy to be a thing.
Yeah, it's weird, too. Sandy Candy is, you make art, candy art with it, and then you eat it.
Like seashells that look like sand.
It's almost the same stuff like in Pixie Sticks. You use the different colored.
You know what it is?
Sugar crystals. I looked it up. I looked at a picture saying, what does?
I was going to say, you and Kirby rolling around in the glitter of Sandy Candy on the weekends. Look at me, old pirate. I'm a starfish. Grab my starfish, Daddy.
Don't say that out loud anymore. I got a real quick wild world.
Oh, is this a Sandy Candy lady?
It may look like sand art, but this beach-inspired creation is made of sweeter stuff.
Oh, it's just sugar, colored sugar that kids shoot into their throats.
It's like Fun Dip.
You get tubes of it.
It's like Fun Dip.
Don't inhale them. Yeah. It'll go right into your lungs.
But instead of like taking a little bit of Fun Dip and realizing I only need one of these, you suck down an entire Elmer's glue tube of it.
Let's go ahead and turn it into candy.
It's just sugar.
Yeah, but you're right. Look at that place.
That building sucks. And the sign is temporary. You just won somebody's problems.
That's a billboard on PVC pipe.
That sign is the same thing I hang on Steeler Sundays. It says you're in Steeler country. I can take it down at any time. They've got PVC pipe and a couple of hooks. I mean, pour the sugar in, and then I add
some
color.
Dye in there.
And we take that dextrose and mix it into big, giant candy-making drums.
You mix it into. Look at all they do is put colorful.
You might want to back down your 100K.
Flavors, that is.
I think you're right. Well, we're running at a deficit, so if you want me to buy it, you owe me $100,000. He'll buy your debt.
Quick wild world.
Oh, all right. Let's do it. Oops, sorry. Hang on. I screwed that up. There we go. Boom, boom, and boom.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. Kylie Coates lives in Australia, and she was a little shocked when she walked into her bathroom.
Snake in the toilet. It's Australia.
Close. Snake orgy going on.
Oh. Ooh.
Some tree snakes decided to get it on. Two things. She did post a little video of it. There's a big clump of them on the windowsill, and then they managed to work their way down to the floor. I'm just going to tell Kylie a little heads up. You might want to clean your bathroom.
Is it gross?
Yeah. It's either.
Most women's bathrooms are. I mean,
all see Baugen.
No, it's, I mean, like.
That oh, even Jesus, shows, there's like dirt.
Yeah, maybe
oh, her walls are cracked and water stained. This girl is broke. Well, there's a lot
of snakes. It could be an outhouse or something. Yeah. And then when she walked in, you see him.
How she looks, though.
Taken off.
Not good.
No.
Don't worry about that. Look at this bathroom.
Oh,
this
my
is,
God.
I would rather be eaten by snakes than live in that house. That thing's a dump. Oh. Is it under construction?
Oh,
or?
Man.
Oh.
That place sucks.
He's a pig. The snakes
even
are,
the snakes are like
snakes
this.
Are trying
who
to leave.
Who chose this spot?
Open the window.
Let's go to Sandy Candy.
Is that a Raider flag?
It's just in Australia, I doubt it. Wow.
Well, it would fit the house there, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it looks like a typical Raider bathroom. I know you guys won, blah, blah, blah. You're still poor.
That It's your wild, wild world.
All right. Sorry.
There's a nationwide shortage of school bus drivers due to the pandemic.
No, it's due to poor pay.
Yeah, many
I mean, we can blame the pandemic if we want.
Bus drivers.
Start paying them.
And it's also your kids.
And it's
They're
your kids. You're paying them crap to take your kids around.
Yeah. You get babysitter wages to drive your kids around. No thanks.
Well, a teacher in Boston said that the school had to hire a party bus with stripper poles to transport kids on a field trip. Jim Myers, he teaches English at the school where he's from.
You should call him.
I could use his help.
Yeah, now that's a joke.
Toledo got it.
Toledo's there.
He can stay.
So the kids were even asking him, so this is how it works? This is the poles and this is the setup on the bus?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. And the teacher's embarrassed that they're down to this bus. So he put it on Twitter, and it went viral.
Bus? Wait, what did I miss?
They hired a party bus. They were out of school buses.
Bus. Gotcha.
And so the kids are going to their field trip with
They're short on drivers, but also
school
buses?
Yeah.
What happened to the buses? We don't have more kids than ever.
Right, I guess since they don't have a school bus driver.
You can't have a bus.
Then they have to hire
to
hire a separate
driver
bus.
And drive the school bus.
So yeah, evidently they weren't able to do that.
Much like Tinkerbell, every time a school bus driver quits, a bus disappears.
Yeah, it's just sitting in the parking lot.
Without school bus, we should have a surplus of buses if we don't have enough drivers. Should have gone down to the old bus depot and grabbed one of those yellow and blacks, but he grabbed a stripper bus.
They didn't have a driver, so they made arrangements with a charter bus.
Can't get those schools that the school buses
and
no one's driving.
All the charter buses are, but the party bus was available.
This doesn't make any sense. It's 8:05. I got to give you the
lost.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, good.
Because Brady's saying that every school bus driver that doesn't work makes a bus disappear. It's Zuzu's pedals.
And a stripper bus up here.
Right. Yeah. Well, because most of those kids are going to be strippers,
yeah,
right?
Gotcha.
Or have a mom who is. The word today is I forgot what I wrote.
I
slid
it's
right
in front
there,
of your computer.
Right in front of you. Okay. The 8 o'clock, you got to tap. Sorry, we're 5 minutes late. That's my fault. It's Shank yesterday for the Vikings kick. Shank. He shanked that kick, and the Cardinals are 2-0. Woo! Skin of your teeth, Cardinal fans, but that's a win. A win's a win's a win. But Shank, 97936, gets you $1,000 if we draw your name out of the pile. So text 97936, type in just the word Shank, and you might be the $1,000 winner in today's Dinero Double Down.
This ex-Russian soldier, Kirill Tereshin, he's 25 years old, goes by two nicknames. He's the Russian Popeye.
Big forearms.
He did. He injected a bunch of petroleum jelly in his biceps to make these.
Vaseline?
Yes.
That's what that Brazilian did and died.
3 liters in each arm.
Oh, man.
And because of the pandemic of the past year, they're like, you got to get out of there. You could potentially die.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get him in because they shut everything down.
Oh, man.
They removed his triceps.
They took him off?
He jacked those up, too, but not like the biceps. Here's the first picture of
Wait, that works?
Russian Popeye.
Oh, my God, you idiot.
And then big fan of the...
This kid
of his
shouldn't
leader,
be allowed.
Put his communist
Look,
leader on the
that's
tattoo
awesome.
On the bicep.
That's pretty great. But he thought this looked real, like this was a natural look.
His other nickname is Bazooka.
Am I looking at him in a? He's about to go into an MRI tube, and he's
Looks
flexing.
Like, yep.
He's flexing his Vaseline arm.
Yeah.
He
did
get a load of that guy.
He goes, I was 20 when I started doing it, and
what
I was
moron.
Trying to build. Yeah. His Instagram followers
it worked.
350,000 followers.
Sure. To see a freak.
Doctors warned him the risk of losing the use of his arms after he injected himself with 3 liters.
That's huge. Think of a 2-liter thing of Pepsi.
Yeah.
And then add a liter to it and shove it in your arm. And it isn't his forearms, it's his bicep. Like he's put it up in the he's making the guns, expand. Maybe at first it looked okay, but the rest of him is skinny as a rail. That's, people like that, if you're thinking that's the way you want to get in shape, I encourage it. Fire all the Vaseline into that body of yours as fast as you can. You'll look great. We'll get Darwin working on you real fast. You get a couple of years of Instagram attention, and then the Vaseline attacks your heart and you die. One less moron on my planet. I'm for it.
Well, if you think Kirill's stupid.
I do.
This 15-year-old kid topped him. 15-year-old kid lives in Britain, underwent emergency surgery to remove a USB cable that had become lodged in his urethra. According to reports, he was triggered by sexual curiosity and was using the cable to measure his manhood.
Oh.
Internal measurement, I guess.
So he's just threatening that 10-pin lightning?
I've never put my lightning cable. Yeah. I mean, I've never.
Try it. You could thread it in there. I just keep going going and going until it gets way deep. And I'm really impressed if you go USB side first.
Yeah, the problem is pulling it out and then scraping the innards.
The real pin from the old iPhones.
Oh, the old one. The real problem is I never get it right the first time. I always try to plug it in and I'm always wrong. Got to turn it over. Wonder if it's the same when you're shoving it in your wang. Good Lord. Another guy that get off my planet. I want to start a whole movement of get off my planet. You want to eat Tide Pods? Get off my planet. Why are we saving these people? We have dumb hiker laws. We shouldn't waste doctor's time with somebody who ate Tide Pods on purpose or climbed those milk crates. You're going to wait in the lobby for a while. But he's dying. Yeah. Get off my planet. I want to start the Core Institute Get Off My Planet Hospital, where everybody who's done something that the internet said was a good idea. I've read like medical journals where the guys tried to hump a 45-pound weight and their wangs got stuck on it.
Yeah.
And they had to go to the doctor. I mean, get off my planet. You're all done here. We're going to let you live with that thing on your dick until you die.
You have Darwin's Hospital. I'm sorry. We've got to see Popeye first.
Right. No. I don't see any. I don't even have medical training. It's Darwin's Hospital. Just have the big hospital. And dummies will show up at that. Be like, you did what then? Oh, I shot a bunch of Vaseline in my arms to look bigger. Okay. We'll be with you in a minute. And they just wait until the lobby until they die.
Got a couple of radio videos. First one is one of the best scorpions I've seen in a while. It's where the person whips a leg.
Oh, we've got a problem.
Right, real quick. Keep trying the word shank. Apparently, Mark, and I got a text from Marcus and Larry and Mark over
it's broken.
The our texting site got hacked.
Oh, for
God's
sake.
But it's working. It's working very slowly. Keep trying. You've got an hour. Keep trying until you get the confirmation.
He's covering his ass this time.
Yeah. I don't want the emails. Yeah, yeah. I know they're going to come, so I'm just putting it out there now.
It says dick on them. It's that's dick. Hacked.
Yep, they're all going to say mine.
Our texting game site got hacked.
Yeah.
What kind of hippie bus are we running? What is this thing? It looks good.
It does. It's looked good for all this time up until right now.
Well, we have somebody hacked our text line.
Yeah. The company that provides our tech service.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Can we do anything?
Who knows what the purpose was, John?
When is Mr. Carlson get in?
Should we go back to the app?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The app
works
the
first big guy get in.
This is ridiculous. So we got it. So somebody emailed you this week and said, we've been hacked. Mm-hmm. What did they get?
All
of our texts.
God damn it, Toledo. It's not me.
It is Toledo.
It is not me.
It seems to
be on again.
Seems to be that you were like Midas's dumb brother. Everything you touch turns to because none of us just, you know what? Yeah, I'm getting a ton of them. Shank's not working. All right.
Keep trying.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Seems you know what? You should just kill some time by jamming a USB cord in your urethra. That ought to.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm sorry, Brady.
This is the first radio video is a little track and field scorpion.
There it is. Uh-oh.
Kids doing the hurdles.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a relay race.
Our computer. Right. We did this one already.
I don't know.
I don't think we've done this one.
Looks familiar.
Sure. It does look familiar.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've never seen that one.
Not that one. No. It was similar. It was a girl,
was
though,
similar.
And she did it.
Oh. I like when he gets
that
up.
That one was funnier.
By the way, that
holy
is the,
smokes, yeah?
The least athletic running child I've ever seen. Prior to the fall, that's just an awful stride he's got. Is this Special Olympics?
Alec and Caleb could do better than that.
I mean, you got Shriners that I think get up at the conference table and beat this kid in a race. He looks like he's running from something. He's not competing in anything. That wasn't a hurdle either. He just fell down handing the baton to the next athlete.
Yep.
Got another bear in the car video. Yes. Now, not only the opening, they're camping out in cars.
Well, he took a nap.
This girl had no idea.
One thing the bears haven't learned is how to shut doors. They get
that
in with
Gabby Petito? Yeah.
No.
tries to shut it on him. He pushes back.
Did you say a basket of eggs? What is this, Hansel and Gretel?
Apples. It got apples and produce.
Look, watch the bear goes back.
I'll just sit here for a second.
Oh, yeah, he checks
Forgot
out.
Forgot my keys. He's standing next to her car. Like, this is mine now.
All wow. Right, cool. What else was in there?
Awesome.
I'm going back in. She dropped some apples.
Yeah, there's food all over now. See, he's not going anywhere. Is that a Mercedes?
It's a Lexus.
That's a Lexus. Okay. That bear's got solid taste.
Get the reaction.
I just like that. Like
my car door's wide open. Wonder what? Oh. Ah, bear.
And who tries to get into a lock it in my car situation? Just go
that
inside.
That thing's gonna go nuts if you lock it in there.
He tried to push the door closed on him.
What?
That bear, I hope, has his own bear YouTube channel.
First comment, she only acted like that because the bear was black.
That's true. That's true. The white woman is afraid of that. She probably doesn't even know it's a bear. She probably called the cops.
There's a black guy in my car.
The poor one black guy in that woodsy town is being harassed.
He's wearing a fur coat. He's all covered up for warmth. It was horrifying.
Excuse me, Tyrone, do you know? Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm the only black guy in this crack-ass town. Quit bothering me every time a bear does something. It was a black bear. You fit the description.
I was at home.
I'm not a bear, but you are black. So you admit to being there?
God damn it.
God damn it. Just arrest me. Why did I choose to live in Humboldt County? Crack-ass weedies always calling the cops and they see a black bear.
It was a black something or other.
We're on it, ma'am.
The last one is a little water slide fun for half of the tubers.
All right.
Okay, solo goes up to the top.
Oh, it's one of those inertia.
That's poorly designed.
So it's like a big U. These people are on inner tubes. And you slide down. Oh, that's awful.
That's
you slide,
a broken back.
You slide down, go
up the ramp,
up this
and back
ramp,
down.
And as you're going back down, you're supposed to go to the right. Well, this guy just hits a pillar. Is he dead?
He's got to have a bust back.
Oh, listen. Oh, that's his back hitting
that's
the
square.
That's hard to look
into
at.
Into the square hammer.
Oh, that's hard to look at. Who designed that?
Man.
Put a barrier up. Oh, stop showing it.
They opened that old park up in New Jersey again. You've seen that one? Larry was fascinated.
Oh, Adventure Park or something? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that. Lunacy House. Wow. That hurts to hear.
I went out to my Lexus and there was a black. Hello? Hello?
Ah. We got a call said you were in someone's Lexus last night. I did what? No, I just got to town this morning. You arrested me at the airport. My plane just landed. No, OJ, you did it.
That could be the next AT&T network car. What you heard was
right.
What you thought you heard.
Yeah, their cell phone breaks up.
There's a black in my Lexus.
They'll be all right. I'm over in a second. Good God, lock yourself in the bathroom.
Let's go, boys.
What did you do?
I threw some apples at him.
Oh, he's never going to leave.
They hate apples.
Oh, God, this is terrifying. Could you describe him?
Well, it was black.
That's enough for me. Yeah, that is a, you know, and I don't understand why she was pushing the door. Like, she walked to a car with a wide open door. That's the dumbest thing you can do. If I went outside right now and my car door was open, I'd take a few steps back. Somebody mess around in my car?
Well, unless she had dropped something off in there already.
And left her car open?
Yeah, she went back inside to get the little box of
but the driver's side door is what she's loading the apples in? I don't think so. Yeah. Pretty sure she was dumb enough to walk out there and go,
hey, my car door's wide open. I must have done that.
I wouldn't even do that if I thought I did. I'd be like, it might be a raccoon or something.
Who opened the door?
Yeah, I don't want that. Dumbass.
Let alone not even knowing that.
Man.
Looking in that the car door's open just to see.
When you
that
see the bear in there, you run. You don't try to lock it in. Then what? Somebody's got to let that thing out. That might be the whitest thing I've ever seen. Like a apple basket blonde going to her Lexus.
Great reaction.
Not even the reaction, just like her activity.
I've just been picking apples all day. Now it's time to climb in my Lexus and deliver my apple bounty. Bear!
Idiot.
Again. People are getting through. I've gotten two confirmations.
It just got hacked for whatever reason. I just can't believe that's a thing. Mine went through. Gutentag says she's in. So all things are good. Yeah.
Thank God.
Toledo, what's going on? Block that. Anyway, 97936. If you can get through our text line like hackers do. Yeah, once the hackers got in and screwed up. Shank is the word today. 97936. There goes your Brady report. It's 98 KUPD.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.